for one day when I love to see the funniest. Breakfast is nothing of which you can boast, but breakfast to me isn't coffee and toast. It's coffee and toast and what I love the most, the funniest.
Oh, I love the funniest. I couldn't go without the funniest.
A cup of coffee to my lips, and in between the sips, the papers with the capers that are in the comic strip.
Which means I'm simply mad about. I mean, I couldn't do without the funny. Could you?
No, really.
And, oh, in my pajamas, I just love to sit around and read the Castellanos.
A little coffee in a cup, and bring him farther up. I'm dippy over Skippy and his little yellow pup.
Which means we're simply mad about. I mean, we couldn't do without the funny. You know, Inspector, I'm not concerned with the news of the day and the stories of who murdered whom.
And as for what any headline can say, I have no need of. I don't want to read of...
Oh, the Dempsey, all the Tunney.
Right.
The wealthy daughters, all their sonny.
The news about the lovely trip that people take in ship. I'd rather read about the people in the trunk.
Which means we're simply mad about. I mean, we couldn't do without the funny.
Yeah, man.
Well, hail the hang out here. Here come all the comics. Better hold your stomachs.
Clap hands, here's Palooka. The champ, Joe Palooka.
Now tough, but I come through, and now I'm coming home to you. Goodbye now.
And he really is, folks. Back to that old gray-haired lady and the life in New York.
Why don't you stop telling those little white lies?
My wife sued me for divorce. Now I'm living with my horse.
And Mrs. Google?
Oh, she got alimony, of course.
Well, well, I smell a mouse. Mickey must be in the house.
Time on record that a genuine sterling bronze plated gong has ever been kicked around.
Captain Katsuyama, how are you? Why don't you say a bit of something, too?
I wish that I had changed my plan before I took my wife to see the preacher man. Yeah, she had a pair of Katsuyama and grocer pair. When all at once, the fun began, yahoo.
Did you ever hear wise talking? Well, we did.
Jig! What do you want, Maggie?
Hear Maggie and Jig talking. Just listen.
Jig! What is it, Maggie?
My old man, he only works on a one-day plan. Gets a salary on Sundays, broke on Monday. My old man.
Oh, I wish that we never had met. Maggie, when you and I were young.
Give us a song and tell the folks how you got so strong.
I'm husky, I am. I'm husky to stay. And I'll tell you how you can get that way. Just eat your spinach and the heck with it. The heck with it. That's all.
of Wimpy. That old hat of yours.
Wimpy stole the cow and so they sent him away. The jury almost let him off till they heard him say, I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. Now he's underneath the Sing Sing Moon.
Say no more. Andy Gump is at the door.
And he comes in the parlor. Everybody holler. Surprise!
What's the matter with Andy?
He won't say a thing.
What's the matter with Andy?
His face is in a sling.
Oh, Andy isn't speaking anymore. It's no wonder that his face is sore. Someone sort of stalked him with a big rolling pin, ruined his Adam's apple, and demolished his chin.
Tell us who did it, Andy.
Bowman.
Bowman. Bowman. All you nasty men.
They're such a crazy, silly crew, and always something new. It isn't any wonder that we love them like we do.
Oh, no wonder that we're nuts about. I mean, we couldn't do without the funny. Positively not.